You're listening to SBS News.
Automobile is next as we move officially into sudden death. Mobile against Scalese. Beautifully tucked away by Automobile.
Australian football star Awer Mobile just helped his country qualify for the Qatar World Cup. He's also just recently made a huge club move to Cadiz in Spain's La Liga. His childhood dreams have become a reality. In his first sit-down interview since that qualifying match, Awer tells SBS News he isn't fazed by the spotlight and always tried to remain humble, a lesson he says he learned during his childhood in a refugee camp. Awer's parents fled the civil war in Sudan in 1994, before he was born in the Kakuma refugee camp in Kenya in 1995. He spent the first 10 years of his life there.
I have a lot of memories. Obviously, it was a foundation for me. It gave me a lot of values that I still carry to this day, and those were learned there. And basically, one of the main things is the humbleness, to always be humble. That's what I learned from being in that environment from that age, and now I can pick, you know, and use it for motivation also, which I tend to do a lot.
Awer has played football for clubs in Australia, Denmark and Turkey. But he first learned to play football barefoot on the dirt pitch of the Kakuma refugee camp.
We made balls out of plastic bags, sometimes out of our clothes also, and balloons. If you want to get a ball to bounce, you rip a clothes and then you tie it, blow a balloon up and then tie it. And if you want just a normal small ball, you get plastic bags and then wrap them around. You know, and then, yeah, you burn it a little bit so that it glues, and then you use that to play.
He says now he feels lucky to have boots and feels spoiled with the amount of balls there are in training. He also says integrating into society as a 10-year-old who didn't speak English was difficult at first. He wasn't able to talk with kids at school, so he used another way of communicating, one which surpasses culture or language barriers.
It was tough at the start because, like, you know, we came here, didn't speak any English at all. And, you know, I like to talk to people and I couldn't communicate with people. So it was weird. And I was an angry kid at the start, very short-tempered. And if I didn't play football, I would not listen. And I didn't care who it was that was talking, you know. So football was like a savior for me. And it was a way also I can communicate.
Awer made his senior debut for Adelaide United in 2013 against Perth Glory. Ian Smith sits on the board of Adelaide United and chairs Barefoot to Boots, a group that supports refugees living in camps and their neighbouring host communities. He says Awer is an inspiration to other kids in Australia's South Sudanese and wider community.
They see a young man achieve what Awer has done, and it gives them, you know, it brings the dreams to reality. It's a way out. It's a way forward. You can't understate its importance.
Over the weekend, Adelaide's South Sudanese community embraced Awer with traditional Dinka dancing. He hopes to be the first footballer of South Sudanese origin to play in a World Cup. His friend Deng Madig May says his inner circle is backing him every step of the way.
And I'm so happy. I'm so happy to see Mobile or Awer in World Cup with his teammate. And I'm asking if there's any way I can go to Qatar. Take me. I'll be there.
Australia's first match in the Qatar 2022 World Cup is against defending champions France on the 23rd of November. Australia's South Sudanese community and Australian football fans will be watching. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.